Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent, Rebecca McFarland. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Now, National Ag Week coming up, and with the banners, I always love seeing the recognition go up around the couple towns here, but you got more in-depth stuff you want to talk about.
I certainly do. This is the second year that a group from Anderson, as well as Franklin, and some surrounding communities as well, have been working on this project to bring awareness to National Agriculture Week across our communities. So National Ag Week is actually March 17th through the 23rd. And again, this is the second year that we are promoting this project. And so there's five different banners that will be hung around Ottawa as well as Garnett to bring awareness of the contribution of agriculture in our community. So we have a list of banner sponsors. We really appreciate, we reached out to them, asked if they would like to support this project by sponsoring a banner. And we did really receive just a phenomenal response regards to that. So banner sponsors include the Anderson County Conservation District, the Anderson County Farm Bureau Association, APNU's Trailblazers 4-H Club, Beechner Grain, Brummel Farm Service, East Kansas Agri-Energy, Easy Realty, Farmers State Bank, Franklin County Conservation District, Franklin County Development Council, Franklin County Farm Bureau Association, Goppert State Service Bank, the Kansas Association of Conservation Districts, K-State Research and Extension Frontier District, the Auto Co-op, Ryan Disbro State Farm Insurance, and Valley R Agri Services Incorporated. Just to share some information about, again, the economic contribution of agriculture in Franklin and Anderson counties, I'm going to share some information from the Kansas Department of Agriculture. The agriculture and agriculture-related sectors directly contribute $210 million in output and 740 jobs in Anderson County economy in 2024. So including the indirect and induced effects, ag and ag-related sectors have a total impact of $261 million in output and 1,003 jobs. And that accounts for 28% of the total gross regional product. Anderson County has 611 farms, and that accounts for 364,522 acres. So Franklin County, ag and ag-related sectors directly contribute $358 million in output and 1,382 jobs. And if we look at the indirect and induced effects of ag and ag-related sectors, they have a total impact of $431 million in output in Franklin County, 1,794 jobs, and 11% of the total gross regional product. And in Franklin County, there are 1,020 farms, which account for 355,436 acres. And the Kansas Department of Ag does share that this model does not include ethanol production nor wholesale and retail sales of final products. So if we would include that, obviously, there would be much more there. So I would just encourage everyone to think about the contribution of agriculture in their lives. Every single day, agriculture impacts you, regardless if you think about it or not, from the food that you eat, the clothes that you wear. Many of the products that you use every single day is because of agriculture. So as you see, this spring we will see farm equipment out on the roads as they prepare for planting season. And, of course, throughout the summer, we'll go to harvesting season, and again, harvesting in the fall as well. So be mindful of that as equipment is on the roads. Be patient and appreciate the contribution of agriculture in your lives every day. Also, I just wanted to share that think about maybe their contribution as far as the careers in agriculture. There are many careers in agriculture and many available in our local communities. So as adults and other adult mentors in children's lives, it's important for us to talk about, again, agriculture and the contribution that it makes to our society.
Always good to see that recognition here in town. We'll tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Managing District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol.